the food, the drink, the family. Thanksgiving can be a wonderful time for renewing family ties and enjoying one another's company. But since we're dealing with family, it can also be really hard to confront difficult personalities and hard feelings.
So let's talk about that with psychotherapist Dr. Robbie Ludwig. It is always great to talk to you. Thanks for being back with us.
Hi.
Thanks for having me. Happy Thanksgiving a little early.
Yes, yeah. Same to you. Here we are kicking off another holiday season, and, you know, it can be lovely, of course, but it also can be pretty hard for some of us. Just give us some basic advice here about navigating the family landmines.
You know, I think the most important point is to be deliberate, to really have a plan as to who you want to be when you walk into the room. And to have an idea of how you will handle some of the difficult conversations that can come your way, to have a plan perhaps with someone that you're going with when you can leave if you've had enough being around the family. But the goal is to be really intentional when you go in, because if you're not prepared for what you might expect to happen, then that's when we can say and do things that we might regret later on.
So we live in and around Washington, where politics is never far from the forefront, comes up a lot at dinner tables, and sometimes it's a recipe for disaster. What advice do you have for folks expecting that, and how to avoid it?
Yeah, well, there are some people that make a rule and say, hey, listen, this is a no politics zone, because as we know, when we're talking about politics, it can get very contentious. The important thing to keep in mind is you're not going to change anyone's opinion. If you are going to talk about politics, make a decision to be open-minded. You can listen to what people have to say without entering into the conversation. If you find yourself feeling attacked, you can certainly say, hey, I feel attacked. Maybe we can segue into a different topic or find another person to talk to where the conversation is a bit safer. And if you do happen to be someone who puts your foot in your mouth, don't be afraid to apologize, to simply say, you know what, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say something that was offensive.
Certainly, we can fall into some old patterns with family, and it can make us feel depleted and diminished. How can we better protect ourselves in that situation?
Again, know the personalities that you're going to be sharing your Thanksgiving dinner with. And have a strategy in mind. Maybe you spend most of your day talking to people that you enjoy the most. For those people that are a little bit more difficult, use a sense of humor. Be pleasant. If you need to take a walk around the block or get away for a mini escape, don't be afraid to do that. Make sure that you engage in self-care, both before going to Thanksgiving dinner. Make sure not to drink too much so that you are in control of what you're saying and doing. But be mindful. I think a lot of it is just being mindful. Don't expect people to be who they're not. So if somebody is super aggressive, don't expect them to be nice. If they happen to be, pleasant surprise, right? But know who you're dealing with and have a plan of action in mind in terms of how you want to interact with these people.
All right. Thank you so much, and happy Thanksgiving, Dr. Ludwig.
Thank you.